This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A new order has been issued by the State Health Department covering coronavirus practices and procedures. It replaces an order from Monday that was written quickly following the Supreme Court's decision to suspend some of the governor's pandemic powers. Lynn Sutphin from the department says the updated order is more clear.
Clearly defines capacity limits at various venues, restaurants, bars, museums, sporting venues, any of those types of venues. It provides a clarity for both the business as well as the patrons. In addition, we have included workplace protections and masking requirements for childcare facilities. And finally, information about some contact tracing. That was actually in a previous executive order, but this more clearly defines that the requirements for that.
Sutphin also telling WWJ these orders are not issued under the same powers the governor used that were struck down last Friday. Meanwhile, the pandemic causing an increase in mental health issues for Michiganders and people around the globe. Health professionals are reminding everyone to take care of themselves by designating today as World Mental Health Day. Kevin Fisher is the executive director of NAMI Michigan, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. He spoke live.
Self-isolation is really not good for us. Even though I understood what Dr. Fauci meant, I wish he would have used the term physical isolation instead of social isolation, because social isolation carries a totally different meaning. And when people feel shut in and cut off from their family and friends, it tends to have a negative effect on us emotionally, and we experience higher rates of anxiety, depression. People who already live with mental health diagnosis, those symptoms become exacerbated.
A Hamtramck business owner fights back after he's attacked. News Radio 950, Stephanie Davis has more.
According to reports, the owner of Naya's jewelry store on Joseph Campbell near Holbrook was stabbed in the head during an attempted robbery Friday afternoon. He fought back, pulling his gun and shooting the robber several times. Both were taken to the hospital. No word on their condition. Police continue to investigate. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950.
An officer-involved vehicle accident under investigation in Detroit, as we hear from News Radio 950's Ingrid Kelly.
At 8 p.m. on Friday, Detroit police officers were traveling south on Garland near East Warren when they collided with a 29-year-old male and a Pontiac G6 that was traveling east on East Warren. The impact caused the scout car to crash into a church. Medics responded and transported the officers and driver of the Pontiac to a local hospital. All are expected to be okay. The circumstances surrounding this incident are still being investigated. Stay with WWJ for the latest. Ingrid Kelly, WWJ News Radio 950.
One of the two Metro Detroit men facing state charges related to the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer is jailed in northern Michigan. 38-year-old Sean Fix of Belleville was arraigned in Antrim County District Court Friday morning. He's facing charges of providing material support for terrorist acts and felony firearms charges. The Attorney General's office says a second Metro Detroiter, Paul Bellar of Milford, was arrested in South Carolina, and authorities are working to bring him back to Michigan. Both men were among a total of 13 suspects facing federal or state charges related to that kidnapping plot. Downward dog and flying through the air. Here's WWJ's Brooke Allen.
It is a one-of-a-kind yoga studio in Birmingham.
We are the only children's yoga studio in the state of Michigan. We cater solely to children and families.
That is Ashley Goldberg, founder and owner of Born Yoga. Goldberg says while they offer various mat classes, they also offer something very unique, aerial yoga.
What I love, love, love about aerial yoga is that contrary to what people might think when they see it, is you really don't have to be athletic in any means. Anyone can do it.
Goldberg says not only can anyone do it, it instills confidence and trust in kids. You can follow Born Yoga on Facebook and Instagram for more information. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
They're calling it the largest infrastructure inspection program in the history of Macomb County. Let's get details from WWJ's Dan Jenkins.
The Macomb County Public Works Office getting ready to inspect the largest sanitary sewer system overseen by the department. Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller says just 8 days after the 2016 Christmas Eve sinkhole on 15 Mile Road in Fraser, she ordered the inspection of all 17 miles of pipe of that sewer in the Macomb Interceptor Drain Drainage District. The new program will include an inspection cycle of a total of 26 miles of large sanitary sewers. plus 360 manholes and other aspects of sanitary sewage infrastructure. The project is expected to go out for competitive bidding sometime this month. Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
Before the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.